بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح الحمد لله we are continuing and finishing the chapter 35 the chapter on the rights of a husband over his wife and we explained many ahadith last week regarding the importance of respect and obedience to the husband. Of course, all these are in matters of Sharia. If the husband commands the wife to do anything which is against the Sharia, anything that will displease Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the wife does not, in fact, she should not then obey him. And other matters, whatever the husband commands, then she should respect his command and his wish and desire and fulfill it. This hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that if, that the word if here is most important to understand, if I had to command any person to prostrate before any person, then I would have commanded the wife to prostrate before her husband. And of course we know in Sharia, it is not permissible to make sajda to any person besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have mentioned an incident behind, a background behind this hadith, in which Qais bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu had mentioned that they had gone to a place, Hira, and they saw the people of that area were prostrating to their leader. So Qais radiallahu anhu thought to himself, these people are mushrikeen and they are worshipping, or they are making sajda to their leader. Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more worthy of being prostrated to. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what we saw. You are the greatest of all Anbiya and the greatest of all the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You deserve to be, that we should make sajda to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that of course only sajda is only made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that in this world, if I had to tell any person to make sajda to any person, I would have told the woman folk to make sajda to the husbands. In other words, explaining to us the maqam, the position of the husband. A wife, she should respect the husband in all matters of Sharia which conform to Sharia. In all matters conforming to Sharia. If the husband commands her to do something, and then, as I said, if this action that he is commanding her to do, it is against the Sharia, then she should never respect that. Very politely she should say, no, this is again the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the hadith says, لا طاعة لمخلوقين في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to any person if Allah is going to be disobeyed. So even if the parents have to command the children to do something haram, then the children will not have to listen to their parents. Respectfully, they would say, no, we cannot do this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become displeased. So in this hadith we understand the position of the husband, the right he has over the wife. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما امرأة ماتت وزوجها عنها راض دخلت الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. أم سلمة رضي الله عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, any woman who passes away whilst her husband was pleased with her, that woman shall enter paradise. Any woman who passes away and in the condition that her husband was pleased with her, he was razi with her, then she shall enter paradise. So of course, a woman who dies in the state of iman, her husband was pleased with her and she obeyed him in all his matters which conform to Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons her sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her jannat. So this, can you imagine a wife who is a loyal wife to her husband, she is obedient to Allah and to her husband, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon her death, Allah forgives her sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her jannat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.